We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest!
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Happy Friday morning, everybody. Let's go. Woo! Friday vibes. Woo! Oh, had a fantastic... What is going on, all roads? The funny stuff over there, you guys. I love a little giggle early. It's an early giggle. The coffee's in, kicked in and they're giggling.
You turn on the mic when we're laughing and or talking. Right.
Yeah. Here, I'll turn it off. I'll turn it back on.
I can't.
Colette, are you in tears this morning so early?
Yeah, I'm going to blame the Celsius I had. It's really like, it's giving me a lot of energy.
Oh.
Oh.
All right. Well, we should all have that then, because we'd like to cry. I mean, like, good cry. Like, you're crying and laughing. She's crying and laughing.
I am a little bit, yeah.
All right, well, that's what we call the back room. If you've never listened before, you'll figure it out by the end. So they're back to answering the calls. Running around, organizing, whatever we're going to do this morning.
Yeah, it's a vibe back there. And it always smells so good.
What is it?
It's like a lotion. Nice, it's like Mariana's like Victoria's Secret lotion that she has.
It didn't always smell nice back there, let me tell you.
No.
Hey. No, I'm not blaming anybody.
Oh, wow. Are you saying when you worked back there?
Yeah, it was like stanky. Oh.
She's talking about a different generation.
Yeah.
Of
yeah. She's talking about her own stank.
Yeah.
She's like, not talking about the Celsius non-alcoholic drinkers.
No.
She's talking about
circa like 2000. I don't even know.
What is the 13? What is the flavor, the scent of your lotion, Mariana?
I don't know. I just know it's blue, but we're in our smelling good era. So
I like it. Is it moisturizer?
Yeah, it's moisturizer.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I like to put on moisturizer. Actually,
all the time.
Yeah. Actually, I've got. Do you smell my cologne?
No. You just have your scent.
It's leathery liquid. My cologne, that's the scent. Leathery liquid. Or liquid leather. It's liquid leather. That's my scent.
So manly.
Great. Not a lot of feedback on my scent. Apparently, y'all don't love liquid leather.
I don't smell it, to be honest. So maybe spray a little more.
The thing is, I think I sprayed a lot because I don't smell it either.
I taught you guys how to spray it. You're supposed to do the back of your neck and the top of your head and then behind your knees.
No one's smelling the top of my head and the back of my neck.
I'm telling you,
no one's behind my knees checking out my liquid leather.
This is the science.
Oh my gosh. Well, Friday. It's so good to see you guys. Let's have a great Friday.
Yes.
Today is not Cinco de Mayo, but it is
Cinco
de Mayo weekend.
Yeah, baby. Let me some mariachi music.
It's true. Once I start with something, I can't stop.
I know. It's a thing, isn't it?
I know. It's annoying.
Try
it.
It's like your own crutch.
It's charming.
You know, there's a fine line between annoying and charming.
Yeah, sometimes I ride that line.
Well, here's the thing I figured out about it. And I'm the same way. Like, I do a lot of things that are annoying until you get to know me. And then you flip maybe to charming. But it was annoying at first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It can be annoying at first. Then it, hopefully you stick around long enough to find it charming.
It's also the people you surround yourself with. Because I have certain friends where we are just like extra annoying. Because it's just, there's so many inside jokes.
You just crank it up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Cinco de Mayo weekend, Friday, May 3rd. Partly sunny, highs in the low 70s. Around 80 inland. Or the same this weekend. LA County Fair kicking off today.
Wow, it's that time of year already?
It's that time of year, LA County Fair. Clippers and the Mavericks game 6 tonight in Dallas. And Dua Lipa's album, Radical Optimism, is also out today.
That's right. We'll be playing some tracks from Dua all day on Kiss.
Love that. And a shout out to Pure Function Fitness Center on Ventura and Canoga and Woodland Hills.
Yeah,
Pure Function. Got reports of you having us on or on your way there to get your workout in, keep it on Kiss. Love that. Sisney, what did we miss while we were asleep last night?
Well, firefighters are responding to a fire at a large commercial building in downtown LA this morning. The fire began around 4 a.m. on East 8th Street. Britney Spears is safe at home after paramedics responded to a fight between the pop star and her boyfriend at the Chateau Marmont yesterday. And Dua Lipa dropped her new album, Radical Optimism. We have tracks for you all day right here on Kiss. She hosts and is the musical guest on SNL tomorrow night. And that's what happened overnight.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
I had a great, great glute workout yesterday. I did the bands. I did the clam with the bands. You ever do the clam?
What's the clam?
I love the clam. It gets my butt so good.
Well, that's why I'm doing it to get mine that good.
And what's the clam?
It's when your knees go in and out, you have like a band around your legs. Your knees go in and out.
Okay. So you lay on your side.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And then you put the band on your knees and you go up and down.
Up and down.
But your legs aren't straight. Your legs are
bent.
It's
like your own makeshift thigh master.
Yes.
Right, but you're clamming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And you know, those bands, don't underestimate the bands. I'd like to see more people using the bands.
Resistance training is it's my love language with working out.
So I clamped and I did the one where you kick the...
The fire hydrant?
Backwards?
The fire hydrant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For a burn.
Oh,
and then
my
a squeeze.
Gosh. I have Love been so sore lately from my workouts, too, and I've just been so
clammy.
It feels good
happy.
When I come in
too
here this
much
morning.
Clamming.
Yeah, that's why I've been stretching so much, because I'm like, my sides are hurting.
That's
I
good.
Work out with your best friend.
You want to have the soreness. It means it's working.
I know. Are you going to work out this weekend? I'm going tomorrow.
Well, hold on. That was so fast. Let me think about it. You're going tomorrow to work out?
Yes, tomorrow morning.
With your best friend at my gym?
Yep.
I didn't have plans to go.
Party of three.
How exciting is a party of three? That's fun. I don't know. I might. I might. I'll be doing upper body, though, because my clam soreness.
That's fine. We can do upper body.
Okay. All of a sudden, I just made plans. All right. I had to cancel. So, Tanya, while we're here with you.
Yeah. So you actually can't talk to me during our workout because I'm going to be speech fasting.
Well, that's what I wanted to get to.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe a good time to work out.
I might come. I might actually show up now. Rearrange my plans again.
Okay.
You're speech fasting, so you're not going to talk? You're doing a silent weekend?
You do it for a certain amount of hours. And so I was reading up about it. It's called speech fasting, and it's supposed to create less stress in your life. It's supposed to improve your focus, brain growth, and it also helps with insomnia or your sleep.
Don't you just do this when you're alone?
No, but think about it. When have you ever been able to not speak until noon?
Well, we never can
never.
Do that.
Never. So, it has to be on the weekends. And so I'm really trying on the weekends not to talk until noon.
What is going to come out of this? Like, to what end?
I just told you brain growth, improved focus, less stress.
I don't think so.
It sounds stressful because you're going to have to communicate in a different form.
Or you just let people understand that they can't communicate with you until noon on Saturday and Sunday.
Imagine if I said that to my family and they're like, Mom, where's breakfast?
Then you could be like, you could shake your head and say, and then you can make breakfast.
That stresses me out
more pressure. That's
exactly.
Stressful.
No, it's I don't harder. Think so. It's supposed to bring brain growth.
You're going to go to our gym and you're going to not talk to anybody inside that gym.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it at all.
No, yes. Lies.
Time to work out.
9 a.m.
Yeah, you're not going to make it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
It's annoying for the other people too, because then they're like,
"I have a feeling he's thrilled." This is like one of those things where he's like, oh, are you sure you want to do it? Yes.
Oh my gosh. I think it's going to be difficult, but I'm up for the challenge because I want brain growth and I want improved focus.
There are, and I do too. And if it does work for you, then we could try it on Tuesday.
If we're not changing, if we're not growing, if we're not trying new things, we're just staying stagnant. Who wants to be stagnant?
No. But there are these places where you go. I've seen hotels, resorts where you don't talk. They're like no talk. They're silent hotels.
Silent hotels?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Eat, love, pray. Watch the movie. Eat, pray, love. Watch the movie. Well, do whatever. Do those three things in whatever order you want. But watch the movie because she goes. I think Julie Roberts goes to a silent
place. Oh, look at these. Here's the 10 best quiet hotels in Burbank in Los Angeles.
Can't talk.
Called quiet hotels.
Quiet hotels. Not a lot.
I literally never heard of that.
You can't speak.
London, New York, Las Vegas, Paris.
They play No Doubt on a loop.
Don't speak.
No, you can't sing either.
It's really funny.
So what do you do? Write notes?
Yeah, write notes or like I can text.
I have a feeling
like yoga.
We're going to get a text at 11:02 that you're out. But let's, the premise is great. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're you and you know what you need to grow. And we appreciate that. And I do appreciate that.
Thank you.
So check this out. It's about dating apps. Are you on one? Are you on the right one for what you want out of it? Here, let me break it down. Over 10% of people in relationships have met their partner on a dating app. Actually, 30% of the people here on this show have.
How do you figure that percentage?
Are you just using the three of us? Wouldn't it be 33?
Good call.
33.33333. But yeah, basically, right? So a third of us, that's true.
Uh-huh.
Because you met him on Tinder.
Hinge.
You met Robbie on Bumble.
Hinge.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
I thought you were on Raya.
Weren't you on Raya at one point?
I was on Raya.
Then you met Robbie on Raya?
No.
Who'd you meet on Raya?
Josh Groban.
No, that would have been an interesting pairing.
Yeah. And some soccer player, too. Some famous soccer player.
Which maybe you don't know his name.
I don't remember it.
Wow. Your life could have been so different.
You met Robbie on one of those things.
Yes.
So that was my point. So here's the one. For best casual dating, if that's what you want, they say Tinder is the best. True?
I hear that it's like if you just want to hook up with people, right?
Is it true? Anybody in the back?
I've never been on Tinder.
Tinder is casual?
Tinder's more casual, I would say, yeah.
Best for marriage? Match.
Yeah, I believe.
Sure. Best for exclusivity? Raya.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get into that one though.
I don't know about best for exclusivity.
No, but it means it's exclusive, right? You can't get into
yes.
it.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it meant like if you want an exclusive.
It's literally like the definition
I think
of
it's
Raya.
Like you need a membership.
Yeah,
or something,
yeah,
right?
yeah.
You have to be invited in.
Yes.
Do you pay for it?
Yes, you do. It's like $30 for 6 months.
It's not bad.
Best for first dates, Bumble.
Okay.
And best overall, Hinge. So, Tanya.
That's great.
Throw it down. Throw it down.
Oh, my God. Why did I remind her of that sound?
Today's quote, your ability to feel other people's pain doesn't mean it's your responsibility to fix. I do think that's important to hear.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, President Biden defended the protests happening on college campuses across the country, but also emphasized the importance of the rule of law and denounced hate speech of any kind. Firefighters are responding to a fire that erupted at a large commercial building in downtown LA this morning. The fire began around 4 a.m. at the 100-foot by 100-foot structure in the 1800 block of East 8th Street. Restaurant surcharges will soon be illegal in California as a new law aimed at banning hidden fees takes effect in July. Peloton is cutting about 400 jobs worldwide as part of a restructuring effort. And Disneyland is dropping ticket prices to as little as $50 a day for the entire summer. From Pixar Fest to the spring to Halloween time in the fall with multi-day ticket offers.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Well, that was featured in my swag half hour here, which we tested. Just played all swag songs. Remember that 9:30 to 10 swag songs?
That was fun.
Hoping that somebody might have heard that and give us a new show.
Yeah, waiting for the next one.
Right. I thought, you know, surely program directors all over the country be wanting our swag half hour. Chewy and Ryan Seacrest.
It was fun.
In the swag half hour.
Half hour.
Didn't stick. But anyway, Victoria Monet was the anchor song for the swag half hour. Mm-hmm. That's why you think of me during it.
Yeah.
On my mama.
On my mama.
It's kiss. Not quite as warm this weekend, but nice. Nice weekend ahead in L.A. Sunday. What is your perfect Sunday? Now, don't think about Sunday afternoon, because then it can, I know it gets a little not so
right,
fun.
Right, the Sunday scares you.
Yeah, once it gets to be, I don't know, 4, it's like, oh no. Because 4 is 5, and 5 is tonight on Sunday. Anyway.
It is. We have like homework on Sunday nights.
I know.
We as a show. Like, that's how I feel.
I know.
I have to start sending Mark's ideas. Emails. Yeah.
Mark's emails coming. Uh-huh. Oh, Sunday night.
I have to send in my reports, all that type of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. You ever notice that my emails never come on a weekday or a Sunday night? They're always on a Saturday, Mark. I always send you notes on a Saturday.
Is that better, really?
Yeah, for me.
No.
It's better for me.
For him.
Because it's the day I get to think about stuff.
Like every get them Saturday mornings or at like 4 a.m. on a weekday. That's what I hear from you.
Oh, that's
right. Because that's when
respond?
I get
respond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's when I have space to think, and that's when I come up with new ideas.
By the way, there's no filter when you hit us up. It could be.
What?
There's no filter for when you hit us
just,
up.
It's the second I think of it. I have to say.
I know.
Mark, you sound annoyed by my ideas.
No, I'm not saying
I don't know. That's checking the tone on that.
Always a delight.
Always a delight.
I'm not fighting.
Like, is that good for you? Okay.
I mean, I sent one this morning, didn't I?
You did, yes. You want to talk about what news stories we're going to do this morning? I'm like, okay.
He sent me a story that I had already heard. I'm like, Mark, I knew that already. Like, I want new news stories.
Okay, well, you might be a little more ahead of the curve.
No, I was literally on this station like a day ago. Just checking it out, Mark. You know, I like the process.
I appreciate
anyway,
it, yeah.
Jay Shetty. Okay, we know Jay Shetty. Jay Shetty, Tanya, what's Jay Shetty? He's the expert in relationships.
Life coach. Yeah, I would say life coach because he's more like well-being.
All right. Yeah. He and his wife, they live in, where do they live? The UK, New York, both?
They live all over. Roddy DeVlukia.
So they came to LA 5 years ago and they love it. They love it. And they wrote out their perfect Sunday. And he's somebody that has a lot of good knowledge. So I just want to read it.
Okay.
So their perfect Sunday is wake up and meditate at 7 a.m.
Oh, my gosh. That would never happen in my house.
So, right. My perfect Sunday is to not do that.
You guys, like, you haven't even tried meditating.
It wouldn't even be quiet enough. 7 a.m. Savannah's like, leche, yeah. Leche.
I want Bisquick in a bowl, and I want a long coffee moment.
Okay, then bump it up to 6 a.m.
And maybe we can just skip that part.
No. I think meditation is the key of happiness.
And do you do it every day?
I don't, but remember the day I did it and how amazing I was?
Aren't you on a verbal cleanse and you can't speech or something?
Yes.
All right, well then, hold on. Let me get through this.
Okay, go.
At 8:15, they go into hot Pilates.
Okay.
And then he bikes.
Okay.
And then he plays pickleball.
Wow, that's a
lot. This is not real. All right. Then at 10:30, they go to brunch. This is like, okay, you two.
I mean, it's not a movie. It sounds.
Nobody has this
reality. This is supposed to be the perfect Sunday.
But if you have no responsibilities or family.
Well they don't.
Well, then I don't want to resent this.
Why are you yelling?
Then at noon, they're at the farmer's market, these two.
Great.
This does sound like the perfect Sunday.
Now at 2:30, they're hanging out with friends. Or they're relaxing at home with a movie or a book.
Oh, yeah.
I am not reading a book on Sunday. I'm just going to tell you right now. Anybody reading a book on a Sunday? No,
I
am not.
The other day I was at Alfred's, and there's just a girl reading a book like in the coffee shop. And I was like, wow, what is your life?
I mean, I hold a book. I'll hold a book, but I'm not reading it.
I know.
I can't. I get distracted after one page. I have to listen to it. Audible all the way for me.
I just want to tell you, you see me at a pool or a beach or a coffee shop with a book? I am not reading it. I'm holding it.
Telling you, book on tape. That's the way to go.
All right. Then at 5 o'clock, they have Indian comfort food.
Okay,
this is
so.
Jay Shetty and his wife's perfect Sunday.
For me, it'd be Mexican food.
All right. But they want that green bean cashew curry. That's what they want.
Mm-hmm,
now
mm-hmm.
It's 7:30. They got to go to bed, don't they? Like, what are these guys?
Gotta
now
down.
They go for dessert.
Oh,
at Van Leeuwen.
That's a great
ice cream.
Delicious.
Oh, but guys, guess what? Now it's 8 o'clock. And the Jay Shetty and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
They get ready for bed. They do their skincare. And then they set the intentions for the next day, which obviously is wake up and meditate and go to hot Pilates and bike at Griffith Park.
No, because if it's Sunday, then the next day is Monday. So setting your intentions for like a strong week.
Then they go to sleep at 9.
I wouldn't even know where to begin.
I have to say, I'm jealous because that is a beautiful day if you can ever pull it off.
Beautiful.
Even if you get a third of that,
good for you.
I know, honestly.
If there's one of those things you could pull off on a Sunday, that's a win.
If I left Michael with the kids, I can go do hot Pilates.
All right.
He would be like, when are you coming back?
Right, right. And then you go hang with friends after the farmer's market and brunch at Nick's.
Seems like a lot, though. Like, a lot.
It's very busy.
Yeah. I go to the grocery store and I'm tired. I'm
literally. One of these tasks, I'm done.
I want 8:15 space until 8 p.m. space.
But I think if we meditate, we might have more energy.
Try it. After you don't speak for a weekend.
We'll try. I am down to meditate.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll do it.
So let's listen in on this. It's Jamie. And Jamie meets this guy. And Jamie, you went out on a date with this dude? Is that right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. And at the end of the date, he was reaching to pay and he said he forgot his wallet. What happened?
Yeah, so the check came and he kind of like took it and then patted down his pockets and said, oh, I think I left my wallet in my car. And then he just kind of stared at me, and I stared back and looked at the waiter, and I was like, oh, I guess I'll pay then. So then I pulled out my card and paid, and then he didn't, like, offer to, like, Venmo me or anything, and I don't know what to do.
Are you still talking to him?
No, we have not texted since. The day kind of ended, and we said goodbye, and that was pretty much it.
Did you, like, tell me about the guy. Like,
yeah,
did
like,
we love
do
the guy?
You want to go out with him again?
Forget that. What about the dude?
I mean, he's really nice. He just kind of, he didn't really have, like, a lot of, like, motivation in life. He just kind of was just like, oh, yeah, I'm chilling, like, kind of taking class, going to school, you know, working part-time. And I was just like, okay, great.
Yeah.
But he kind of expressed no interest in, like, maybe like having something serious in life. So I don't know.
Oh, so he's just still figuring it out. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, what's the protocol here, Tanya, Sissany?
I say, well, if you wanted to go out with him again and you guys were still texting, then it would be a different story because you can be like, hey, let's go out again. We pick a restaurant or something and say, this one's on you, wink, wink, and like send an emoji. But Venmo requesting him for half of it, if you were still interested, I don't think is the move. But now that you're not into him, get your money.
Okay.
Tell him, sister.
Get your money.
All right. Well, Jamie, thanks for listening. I don't think you're into the guy. That's my opinion.
But that's what I'm saying.
Definitely.
Yeah. He probably does this all the time.
Ooh. Oh, you think it was intentional?
Mm-hmm. Especially because she says that his vibe is very, that's like, kind of lazy and, like, no motivation in life.
Oh, were you played? Is that what you're saying? Jamie was played?
Could
I think it's what I heard you say.
Could be, Jamie.
Michaela,
I'm sorry.
You think Jamie was played?
No. I think about it, yeah. Actually, he probably does this to all the girls.
I just feel like a Venmo request feels petty to me.
That's okay to be petty.
Is it?
From time to time.
We're petty all the time here.
We're not petty. We are allowed. And
it's petty. It's petty if she still wanted to date this guy, but she doesn't, so...
Well, Jamie, are you glad you called? Or is
yeah. Just,
thank you for listening to us. I would be like, okay, guys, I'm sorry I even called today. Have a good weekend. Bye.
That's what sometimes they just like, say goodbye on their own.
Right. She's like, we've had some calls. Forget I asked, okay? I'd like to go for my weekend now. Cinco de Mayo weekend. Dua Lipa's album is out today. We got partly sunny skies, 70s and 80s. More the same this weekend. Not quite as warm. A little bit cooler in the evening. So keep a vest around. Janice is on the line to play match game for those Billie Eilish tickets. Janice, good morning in Montebello. Yes. What's up in Montebello this morning?
It's good. I was hoping to see you guys on the street.
Of Montebello?
No, you guys didn't come through Montebello. You guys were in LA. I was hoping to see you guys, to catch up with you guys.
Well, listen,
I had coffee, cake, and everything for you guys, and I wasn't able to make it.
You didn't tell us. No. So we didn't know. Javi didn't know to drive there. We should have told Javi that you had all that stuff.
Ready.
Hey, but Denise, there's always another 20-year anniversary tour.
Right.
Yes, there is.
2044. It's going to be lit.
Let's get to the match game. Yeah. So here's the deal. We have got Billie Eilish tickets for you if you can win the game. We're going to give you a phrase with a blank in it. Our panel here of Sissany, Tanya, Ruby, and Tubbs will write down what they think goes in the blank. Then we'll hear your answer to see if you match with them. If you get the most matches, you go see Billie Eilish. You're contestant number one. Okay, Janice, hold on 1 second. Let's get contestant number two here. Stephanie in Baldwin Park, good morning, and tell us about yourself. How are you?
Good morning. Hi. I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Let's get to know Stephanie in 10 seconds. Tell us about yourself.
I'm 32. I'm married. I'm currently in Monterey, going to a wedding.
Oh, you're going to a wedding right now?
I don't know. Tomorrow, actually.
Oh, great. All right. Well, Stephanie, do you recommend marriage?
I do. I really do.
Good, because Tanya and Ruby are about to
themselves. See what she did there?
I did. Stephanie, hold 1 second. You're contestant number two. Let's start with Janice, contestant number one. So here we go. Janice, match game it is. And Stephanie, we'll do you next. Here we go. Okay. Janice, this is yours.
Okay.
Yours is, don't say it out loud, blank egg. Blank egg. Just think about it. Blank egg. What kind of egg could it be that the panel is going to write down? You want to get the match here. What egg? Blank egg. Janice, what'd you say?
Boiled? Boiled egg.
Boiled. Okay. Boiled egg.
I said Easter.
Easter.
Oh.
Tanya.
Scrambled.
Ruby.
I said fried.
Tubbs, did you say boiled egg?
Fried.
I would have said boiled. So anyway,
no,
Denise,
I'm well, honestly, I was thinking hard boiled, but then I realized I'm like, oh, that's two words. Yeah. I didn't even think to say boiled.
Boiled.
I know.
All right, anyway, Janice, sorry about that. They let you down. Stephanie, you're up next. Contestant number two, Stephanie. Here's yours. Okay. Don't say it out loud. Just think about it. Blank bear. Blank bear. What kind of bear? Blank B-E-A-R. Blank bear. What will the panel go with? What will Stephanie go with? Will they match? If Stephanie matches, she wins. It's called a match game. That's the idea here. Stephanie, what'd you say? Blank bear.
Polar.
She said polar bear.
Mm-hmm.
She said polar bear. Sissany, for the win, is it polar bear?
I said big bear.
Tanya, for Stephanie's win, is it
honey bear?
Ruby, did you say?
I said polar black bear.
Well, it all comes down to our engineer, Jeff Tubbs. Are you aligned with Stephanie? Jeff Tubbs, did you say, for the win, polar bear?
Panda bear.
That's cute.
Here we
though.
Go. Round. We got to play
another
round. Janice, back to you. All right, Janice, yours is now up. It is slow blank. Think about that. Slow blank. Trying to get a match. Trying to get a win. Trying to get a match. Trying to get a winner. Slow blank. Slow blank. All right, Janice, what'd you say? Slow what?
Slow poke. I don't know.
All right, she says poke. Okay, there we go. Sissany, slow, poke.
I said dance.
Tanya, poke.
I said slow dance, too.
No, you're not supposed to match with Sissany. You're supposed to match with Janice. Oh, I explained the rules. Ruby, slow poke.
I said slow jam.
Oh. Tubbs, it comes down to you. Did you say slow poke?
Slow lane.
Slow lane.
That's not slow poke. Well, yeah, Stephanie, you have a chance to win. Otherwise, I'm just going to give everybody tickets. Here we go. Stephanie, yours is holy blank. Holy blank. And you need to use words appropriate for air. Holy blank.
Okay.
All right, Stephanie, what'd you say?
Moly.
She said moly.
Oh.
Sissany, for the win, holy moly.
No, I said cow.
Tanya, for the win, moly.
Holy moly.
Congratulations, Stephanie. You're going to see Billie Eilish. Janice, thank you for listening to us. All right, what'd you say, Ruby?
I said Holy Grail.
Oh, good one.
And Tubbs, what'd you say? Song.
Water. Holy water.
Oh, another good one.
Thank you for keeping it clean, all of
Holy
you.
Cow is really good.
That's fine. She won. She won, but Tanya got the win.
I didn't know how to spell moly, so I put like the E in there. I wasn't sure.
It's not mole.
I'm a hustler, baby.
We're going to Mike Martinez of Toy Depot. Think about your favorite toy, your kid's favorite toy now, or maybe your favorite toy growing up. Mine, I'm going to talk all about it with Mike. Matchbox cars. So play with those all the time. First, let's get out to Whittier. Mike Martinez, I got to get some more of your story, but your previous gig before you decided to do something, run your own business and follow your passion, your other job first was trucking?
Yes, in the transportation industry.
Did you drive an 18-wheeler?
No, I sell the space.
Got it. So your family is a toy collecting family, is that right?
They are.
how did this idea come up? Because I think what's interesting to people is they're doing their everyday grind, but they kind of want to do something they love, but it's a little scary. Tell us about how you made the leap.
I work in a highly competitive sales job, so I'm always worried about getting fired or losing my job.
Yeah, so we get it. Yeah.
I had to create a backup. If I get fired or lose my job for some reason, I wanted to do something that I love and something that I like and that my family likes. So first thing I did was we all collect. So we had a collection. So that's pretty much how we were born.
So this was your backup plan, but how did you get it to be your main gig to pay your bills?
It's just pushing through. We grew and grew. COVID kind of helped.
Yeah.
And people started cleaning out their storages, their garages. Seeing old videos, VHSs of their toys or their birthday parties that they had when they were younger. And it kind of spiked the whole genre for us.
Wow.
So Toy Depot is his spot. It's a retro toy store specializing in new and vintage toys. So like old school stuff that are collectibles. But you like the fact that it's a store. You go in, you see the toys, you touch the toys. It's brick and mortar, right?
Right. Brings back the memories as soon as you walk in.
What is your favorite vintage toy in your Toy Depot store?
Mine, it's a little corny. I have a Karate Kid.
Toy. Okay, is it an action figure?
It's an action figure. So when I was a kid, we didn't even know they were around. So yeah. As I was in my 30s, I discovered them. I said, man, my parents hid this from us for 30 years.
Do you sell Matchbox cars?
We do.
I used to play airport. I got little planes and yeah. I would drive the trucks and the cars up to the planes and I would service the planes with my fake Marriott service trucks.
You know what?
Catering truck.
Yep. A Matchbox set came in with the planes and the cars.
Yeah.
It has your name on it, Ryan.
I think it does. What are you selling that? So what are you selling that beauty for?
I think it's like $40. It's not too bad.
What about?
I might get into my rec room. What about again.
A Teddy Ruxpin?
Teddy Ruxpin's coming all the time.
Do they still work?
Are the tapes still fresh?
Yeah.
They put like a Spanish tape cassette in there and they work. Most of the time they work. Sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
But we carry everything from the Teddy Ruxpins, Polly Pockets, Barbies, Garbage Pail Kids.
Garbage Pail Kids.
This is a great gift for any adult. And by the way, if you have kids, walk them in there and tell them the toys you used to play with and get something for them. You say you sell good memories. I like that slogan. Mike Martinez of Toy Depot, Beverly and Norwalk in Whittier. Check them out on Instagram too, at toy.depot, our hometown hustler.
Woo!
Local business, bro. Thanks for checking in. Continued success and fun. All right, Mike Martinez. Bye. What was your favorite toy growing up, Tanya?
Rainbow Bright and Care Bears.
And Sisney, yours was Teddy?
Teddy Ruxpin and Care Bears as well. And I just saw a TikTok with someone showing a Teddy Ruxpin the other day, and it just brought back so many memories.
Mark, what did you play with back then?
I was very into Batman when I was a kid. Action figures had like a whole
mansion. Did you have Lincoln Logs? You were like that generation.
Yeah, Legos, not so much Lincoln Logs.
Lego.
Lego.
There's no plural.
Lego, you're right. Sorry,
yeah,
Lego.
It's plural and plural and singular. It's Lego. Hey, if you want to nominate a hustler or you are the hustler, local business doing your thing, loving it, making it work, we'd love to help you out. KissFM.com/hustler. I am feeling Friday vibes.
I am too.
I am feeling Friday vibes.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's just nice out. I think the weather does it.
It's the first weekend of May. It's nice. Cinco de Mayo on Sunday.
Yeah, and the Met Gala on Monday.
We have nothing to do with Met Gala.
I know, it's just fun.
And it's Monday. Monday is a different story. No, I didn't overschedule myself.
Ooh, that's nice.
Sunday is idle, so that's a work day. Going to be live. Check it out. The Adele songbook on American Idol. But I'll tell you more in the weekend watch list. Oh, also, Mark, I want to add to the weekend watch list. Mm-hmm. I was going to text you last night. The Veil.
Oh, you're into that?
The Veil.
I saw an ad for that.
Me too.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, yes. Mark, give me all the specs on it because I want to tell people. I'm way into it. Mm-hmm. No, I just can't remember all the actors' names.
Right.
But Elizabeth Moss.
Yes.
Amazing actress. I'm way into it. But I'll tell you in the weekend
watch
list.
Is it scary?
I'm not scared of that. I'm scared of reindeer, I think, or whatever.
Oh, baby reindeer.
Oh, baby reindeer. I watched that.
That one I think I'm scared of. And I'm scared of all of the true crime real news stories.
Me too.
Except for the interrogation tapes. I can sleep after that. Anyway, that's later. So,
Sisney, you can't use it now because you already talked about it.
I can. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'll remind you. By the way, if I were listening to us, I wouldn't remember what I just said.
I mean,
For real. Like, I'm busy. All right, so Sissany, what is the deal with sleepcations? Why is this now bubbling up in the zeitgeist?
So I think that it's because you take this long vacation and you get back and we're groggy. I know for me, I land and then I start work the very next day. I don't give myself any breathing room to, quote unquote, relax because I want to get the most out of whatever destination I'm going to.
Because it's so, like, ours is so scheduled and it's so finite, you want every single moment.
Exactly, exactly. But this sleep, these sleepcations, so hard to say, by the way, it would be you land at LAX and instead of going home, and even if you gave yourself those 2 days at home, no, you have to go to like a hotel and you have to basically sleep and just sleep off those days. Relax.
But then you're wasting kind. I mean, it is a little cool to be in a hotel, but you're wasting the days where you were.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you factor all that in and you still have your amount of time that you were allotting for your vacation. And then you just have that one extra night at a hotel.
Well, I used to do this all the time. I would take the last flight always on a Sunday.
I do too.
There are two types of people in the world. There are those.
I will land at 11:45 p.m. and then start work at 5 a.m.
Monday was brutal, and Sunday night sucked. Mm-hmm. Like, how awful was that when you went to bed Sunday night after that flight?
Exactly.
So now I try to book the flight one day before we have to be back here.
Give yourself a buffer.
One day buffer. I don't need 2 days in a hotel. One day buffer at home.
Yeah.
Right? So that when you're traveling back, you just, in your head, you're not right back into a grind mode.
Yeah, you have time to like do your laundry, get groceries.
But that to me still is work. It's not relaxing. Some people are going full on sleep retreats.
Yeah, what are those?
Sleepcations. So you meet with experts that help guide your physical and mental wellness and leaving you feeling very recharged after your vacation, essentially.
I think there's a happy medium of this. But I also understand being tempted to not want, I mean, you don't get that much time off and you don't want to waste any of that.
Right.
That's why when I'm off, I'm like 6 o'clock. What are we doing? 7 o'clock. What are we doing? 8 o'clock. And this is the morning to maximize the day.
I'm a planner.
There was this meme that went around at the beginning of the year that was like how to plan your vacation so that you can maximize your amount of time off, like basically taking them on like holidays so that you get more time than you normally would. It was a very smart little meme.
Well, we'll see. Next time we take vacation, let me know if you guys take a sleepcation after. Trevor Noah with us here, 102.7 KISS FM in Los Angeles. I have to admit to something, Trevor. I am so happy you're on. When I saw you that you were coming on here in the schedule, I was excited because every time you host the Grammys, I go into my phone to text you, dude, that opening monologue on a steady cam, walking and talking, nailing your marks and beats, going in and out of script is not only brilliant, but you just make it seamless, but I don't have your number. So I kind of just say it out loud. So
Wait. Ryan Seacrest cannot get my number?
I don't have it. I really don't have it. I thought maybe I
struggle to believe that you don't have the resources that some of my stalkers do. This is wild.
But I do want to commend you at the Grammys because
Thank you, my friend. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're great at everything, but it is really a skill to open up that show the way you do.
Thank you, man. Coming from you, that means a lot. I mean, you're one of the greatest who's ever done it, ever hosted anything, ever captivated an audience. So that means a lot coming from you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for hosting the Grammys. We look forward to it as well. So do you... I'm very curious about this. You're on every day. It's a grind, doing a show every single day. Are there voids? Do you miss it? Or do you love that you don't have that schedule anymore?
There are definitely things I miss about not doing the daily show anymore because, you know, the rhythm and the routine. I mean, you know what that was like as well. You know, it was like that world where you wake up every day and you know where you're going, you know what you're going to do. But there's also something that comes with not knowing what you're going to do or breaking it up or switching things around. So, you know, I've gained a little and I've lost a little. Probably the biggest thing I miss is the people, to be honest with you. You know, it's just like the crew that I'd make the show with, the writers, the staff, the jokes that we would tell each other every day. That's what I miss the most. What I don't miss, to be honest with you, is having to keep up with the news in its entirety every single day. I don't think it's good for your mental health. So, now I take a break. I binge. You know, I catch up on everything at the end of the week, you know?
And what was your process to take all of that in regularly? How did you do it because it's like...
It was
like,
ridiculous.
Right?
It was
as soon ridiculous. As one day's over, it's the next... I mean, everything's done. You gotta start
it
over.
It was again. Ridiculous. Yeah. You done one day. I spent so much time reading up on what was potentially going to be a bill or who was saying what in D.C. and which senator was struggling to get this passed and who...
Right.
I remember being at parties where I would be in the middle of like having a good time. You had a dinner, you had a gathering, and then all of a sudden your little notification on your phone goes off and it's like New York Times notification. And I have to like go to a corner and read.
Because it's and, changed the whole
yeah,
narrative.
Yeah, and people would come to me and be like, hey, are you going to have dessert? I'm like, yeah, hold on. I'm just trying to see what the Supreme Court ruling means. Give me a second.
Oh, gosh.
I'm
just gonna,
that yeah, sounds so, smart.
And then people would also expect me to come back to the table and then recap everything that I'd have to do, like mini daily shows.
Yeah, I understand. Trevor Noah, this I understand. Like, yeah. If you were in the middle of that and you were at a dinner party and we were having our meal, I would be like, "What's the real story? Like, tell us what are you really See? Hearing?" Right? That's yeah. what people do. Yeah, we would nag you as well. So Trevor's doing this really cool show. Netflix Is a Joke presents Trevor Noah. It's the Hollywood Bowl. That's a great venue to be.
It's insane. It is insane. I'm always shocked at how massive and spectacular that venue is. The first time the only times I've been to see Gustavo Dudamel, like, you know, with the orchestra, mm-hmm. with the LA Philharmonic, which is amazing. And my dream was always to go there and do something. But it's such a momentous occasion. It's my first time doing the Hollywood Bowl, and I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited.
So what's the format of this show? It's interesting. There are a lot of different players here.
Well, what I try and do for every tour is think of a different idea that I'm trying to hone in on. So, you know, my material shifts from city to city, state to state, country to country. I try and keep it fresh. So if you come and see my show in Los Angeles, I don't want it to be the same as if you saw my show at like Red Rocks in Colorado, or if you came and saw my show in like, you know, Sydney, Australia. I don't want it to be exactly the same. There'll be some elements that I'll move from one to the next, but I want you to feel like this was for you. So that's one thing I make, you know, I change with the formats. This year I'm rolling with one opening act, a good friend of mine, Will Sylvins. And so we have like a very specific routine that we put together, like, you know, engaging with the audience, playing around, we keep it loose. And then what I do at my shows now is like, we have like a huge conversation at the end of the show, like a Q&A session with the audience. We chat about what's happening in the world. Sometimes we talk about the most random things. Like one person just got up and was like, yeah, I'm having this issue in my relationship. What do you think? And I was like, well, let's get into it with 15,000 strangers.
Well, that's fun because you know that people know you don't know what's coming.
Yes.
Right? With those
yes,
things.
Exactly.
And that's kind
exactly.
of the beauty of it all. And you're doing your podcast where you get a little bit of that too. You got a little everything on your podcast, right?
Yeah, I do. You know, I mean, the podcast has given me the long form side of conversation that I often yearn for. And then the stand up is just like the connecting with human beings. Put your phone away. Let's look each other in the eye and let's make each other uncomfortable. And then let's make each other laugh and let's have a good time together. Like, let's be human beings, you know?
Imagine if we had time on this show. Like, every time we're on, it's like 2 minutes. Let's go. We got traffic.
Everything's a timer.
Like, move.
Exactly.
Can you do it faster, you guys? But you're just brilliant on all levels. It's been a pleasure to get to know you over the years, Trevor. And I will absolutely have a number to text you in the first commercial break of the Grammys because I cheer. I get so excited after that open because I'm feeling you, bro. I know. I'm like, okay, he's there. He's almost there. He's two
Can
thirds.
Can I tell you? I'll tell you, like, one of the biggest things I do is, like, so I have a weakness in that, like, I take a while to warm up generally, right? This is, like, my thing. It's because I observe, I see what's happening. But now when you're doing live TV and you're doing a big show, you can't warm up, you know? I can't, like, start the show and be like, well, that was interesting. Welcome to the Grammys, folks. Wow. Ooh, let's see how this goes. You can't do that. And so genuinely, in my head, I always think of Ryan Seacrest on American Idol, and I always think of how you would say, this is American. And I'll go like, I would think of that, and I'll go like, yo, man, that guy kicks off the show. He doesn't make you think the show's going to start, that the show might get better. He makes you feel Ryan Seacrest. Lets you know that this is American, and you say, and I promise you, I think that in my head, and I go like, all right, amazing. Ryan Seacrest for the beginning,
oh, that's
and
funny.
Then I settle into Trevor Noah at the end. So
dude,
maybe the reason you like it is because you like what you do. Maybe that's what it is.
Yes, it's like looking in a mirror.
Exactly.
Thanks, bro. Great to see you, man. Continued success. Tickets to Netflix is a Joke presents Trevor Noah at the Hollywood Bowl May 11th are on sale now. Ticketmaster.com. See you soon, man.
Thank you so much, brother.
Bye.
Oh, that's fun. Well, I can't wait to text him, seriously. That's
but
gonna
did
be
you
so
get
exciting.
His number?
No, I forgot to get his number.
Oh,
Michaela?
Oh my
Ruby? Wait,
he's
did he go?
Gone. He's not gone.
Gone. Is he gone?
Yeah, he's gone.
By the way, Sisney, thank you for helping my friend go see Benson Boone. All worked out. Got a nice message. So thank. See, we call Sisney for favors. Like she's the, don't even ask us. We have to ask her.
Happy to help.
She has access to all the stuff. So
what a beautiful memory for him and his daughter.
Yeah, my friend's daughter's first concert was Benson Boone. And so they had a great time. Sisney worked it all out. So if any of my friends are listening, call Sisney. She can help.
Sure.
And Michaela, I know you guys get requests all the time. Ruby, the back room, call Sisney. She's got nothing but time. Well, Tanya, I'm very, very excited. Maybe that's what I'm doing tonight. Maybe I'm going to watch the Anne Hathaway movie.
Oh, you need to.
Oh.
How long is it?
2 hours.
Fine. Mm-hmm. I can do 2 hours of a streamer. Maybe I'll order in and watch it tonight. Who's the guy?
Nicholas Galitzine.
Mm-hmm. He is a smasher.
He's something else. Right? Like
he's a good looking dude. Uh-huh. What do you call a hot guy these days, Backroom?
Zaddy or something.
Yeah.
Zaddy.
I hate that.
He's a
zaddy.
You don't call him a smasher?
No.
Smasher.
I feel like Nicholas isn't really a zaddy.
Like smashing. Like smashing is what
why can't he just be hot? Like why can't someone just be good looking?
A throb kebab?
What about a dasher? Not a throb
a
kebab.
Dasher. That sounds like a reindeer.
Well, no, but like I'm thinking you look smashing, you look dashing, a dasher and a smasher.
Cute. Let's see if it sticks.
But a smob
kebab? Oh,
yeah, kebab?
Snack.
Throb kebab? Kebab.
A snack is good, too.
A snack.
Yeah,
a
snack is good.
A snack. Oh, a snack zaddy. snack zaddy.
Okay, the whole reason why we're talking about this movie.
Hold on, we're not finished. Jen, what do you call a hot guy?
I just call him hot.
Yeah, me too. Does anybody say hottie anymore?
No.
No. Tubbs, what do you call a hot woman?
I would say, I don't know, she's hot.
At least you get an honest answer from
you
that.
You know, hot still works. In the movie, he calls Anne Hathaway hot. He's just like,
how does he say it?
And you're hot.
Yeah, he sounds better.
He doesn't call her a throb kebab. I like throb kebab.
Where did you ever hear that?
I don't know, I just made it up.
It is sticky.
It's so sticky.
Like, I'm not going to forget you said that later.
Throb kebab.
Like when I watch the movie tonight and order in pad thai. I'm going to think throb kebab.
Yeah.
Anyway,
kebabs are delicious. Yeah, there's a point. Okay. So Anne Hathaway has been doing a lot of press around this movie, and she got me really thinking about this concept of middle age. She said, I hesitate at calling things middle age. I could get hit by a car later today. I really hope that doesn't happen, but we don't know if this is middle age. We don't know anything. And it got me thinking about age, and it really has become such an arbitrary thing these days because there aren't social norms anymore. So before you were supposed to kind of do things by a certain age, and now it's kind of whatever you want. And so it kind of got me thinking about life in eras and kind of like, what era are you in right now? Like, feel like I'm in my bridal era.
First of all, I agree with you. What is middle age these days?
Right.
That used to be a different number.
Exactly.
Right?
But that's the thing. Like, you could be in your mom era in your 20s, and you could also be in your mom era in your 30s. You could also be in your mom era in your 40s.
So you're in your bridal era. Okay, Sisney, what era are you in?
Right.
I'm in my survival era.
You might be in that one for a while.
Like working mom and, you know, just there's so many plates spinning. There's zero time for myself. And we're just kind of, you know, treading water right now. But it's fun.
Yeah, I don't know what era I'm in because it may be like, it may be the take stock era, right? Because I have been like, I'm turning a big year coming up here.
Yeah, you
maybe
are.
I'm in the middle of it all. Maybe I am the middle person, right? So maybe it's like take stock, take a beat era, take a breath era. Maybe it's work more era, but probably not. I don't know if I wanted to do that, but
I just
maybe
feel like that's your whole life.
Maybe
it's
relax more. Era. Yeah, maybe it's just like chill era.
Yes.
This is like,
this is not your chill era. Are you kidding?
What do you mean this is not my chill era?
This is not your chill era. You have more jobs now than ever.
Yeah, maybe it's going to enter a chill area. Or era.
I've always had the same number of jobs, and I think it's going to be Chillera.
Chillera. Chillera. I just love Chillera.
How about chill kebab?
There's a new Chillera opening at the Grove. Throb kebab Chillera.
Yeah.
I like it. I need some time on that one. Thank you. I'm more concerned about what middle age is.
No, just
it's not a thing anymore.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But it does if you think like, by the way, I still think people go, okay, it's all downhill from here. Or, hey, I still got upside. Or after this, you really got to, you know, focus on career, focus on growth, focus on better quality of life. Like, I think that we still think like that throughout the course of life, right? Like, think about what your parents think versus the way you think versus the way you thought.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. I got to see that tonight. So maybe call me and remind me.
Great.
Let me bring you a cookie.
I'm probably going to watch it again for the third time tonight.
Okay, watch it. Yes. Yes, I want a cookie.
Okay.
Is it from that place?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know where I live.
Okay. I'm going to get.
She knows where I live.
I'm going to bring you a s'mores cookie to watch the movie.
Oh, here, I'm going to open that door. Oh, then she's like, hey, I'm here for brunch. I brought you a frittata.
You want to watch the movie together?
Oh my gosh, look what I have bagels for Sunday morning. Uber Eats. She's just going to be showing up with her Uber Eats hat. Let's get into our weekend watch list before we play a bunch of Kiss music for the weekend.
The weekend watch list.
Just watch. Go!
All right. So on the weekend watch list, I'm going to start. Mine, as I was saying, I started watching The Veil. This is how advertising works. I saw a commercial for it, and I decided to watch it. Mm-hmm. I saw a commercial. I was watching something. It promoted The Veil on Hulu. I went to Hulu. I started watching The Veil, and I'm into it. It's Elizabeth Moss. She stars in this one. It's two women, actually, who play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris to London. I like the international spy thriller concept here. And that's just up. Like, I like CIA and I like spy and I like undercover. I also like global. Like, I'm into other, like, other parts of the world and where things take place and they travel around and move around the world. So it takes you on that trip, too. So that's The Veil. And if you want to just sit and watch Hollywood, American Idol on ABC, it's Adele. If you're an Adele fan who's not, all of Adele's music are sung by the top seven. Ciara is going to mentor. And Meghan Trainor is performing.
So cool.
Cute.
So that's all going down.
Girl power. Adele, Ciara, Meghan Trainor.
Yeah.
What's up?
That's all going down Sunday. I think it's at 5 and 8. It's live. So Sunday, 5 and 8, right here, ABC, and you can stream on Hulu the next day. Sisney, what's on your weekend watch list?
So this popped up on my feed on Netflix, and it's actually from 2023, so I don't know how I missed this, but it's so good. It's TLC Forever, and it's a documentary on TLC. So T-Boss and Chili, just you sit down and go through all the memories of their entire career and obviously tragedy that happened through their career with Left Eye. But it's so intriguing, and it brings you back to and you realize just how huge of a group TLC was and how many records they broke just being.
I loved them, and I remember she, one of the first celebrities I ever saw was Chili.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And the
elevator.
Yeah.
Did you say anything? Did you have a conversation?
No. I was 16 or 17. It was weird.
So is she probably.
Yes, I think she was probably too. All right, what's on your weekend watches, Tanya?
So this is on Peacock. Again, just been loving the programming on Peacock, but it's called Bub Kiss, and this is the Pete Davidson show. He moves back home to Staten Island, struggles to deal with unfortunate family news while trying to maintain his career and relationships and his mental health. But this is something that Pete Davidson has been talking about for a long time, and it's like really, really personal to him, and he just said that there isn't going to be a season two, so all 8 episodes are streaming now on Peacock.
Is it reality?
It's based loosely on...
So it's a little script, too.
Yeah.
All right, got it. That's great. Peacock. And Ruby, what's in your weekend watch list?
Okay, so I haven't started this, but it looks like a really good drama. It's called A Man in Full on Netflix.
Oh!
Yeah.
Is this about the real estate dude?
Yes.
I want to see this.
Yeah, it's starring Jeff Daniels. He plays a real estate mogul who faces bankruptcy, and he's basically trying to defend this empire. So it seems really interesting. 6 episodes premiered yesterday. So
that's on Netflix. Man in Full. Yeah, that one struck me as well. Commercials do work.
They do.
I mean, I do some of these commercials, and I hear us on the air, and I'm like, I do want to watch that again. That's going to do it. What a fun week. We kind of covered a lot of bases. Enjoyed it. I think we've earned the privilege of coming back and doing it again next week if you guys are down. Why not? We're into May. It's May 3rd already. Once we get through next week, we're like mid-Mayish and it's summer. And it's flip-flops and shorts.
Summer's a knockin'.
And I'm fine with it. We
flip-flops.
Can actually... Yeah, why not? Let's dress like summer for the show. I don't think we have to be so
professional. We can't. The studio is freezing.
Freezing. Well,
we'll call management today. They'll adjust it by June 10th.
Oh my goodness.
What flip-flops are you wearing these days?
I have Tevas. Or reefers?
Is it just a reef?
Reefs.
I think it's reefs.
Reeves.
Well, mm-hmm. Well, another reaction to my thong flip-flops, huh?
I mean, I didn't care which flip-flop you're wearing to begin
Reef.
With.
I think it's Reef or maybe it's, what is it, Reef?
With the thong. It's a thong
it's
one.
It's a thong flop, but it's soft. Yeah. It's squishy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, that's it for us. Very busy in here. The back room had a lot of activity. There was phone calls. There was producing. Mariana's putting makeup on right now.
She's doing the full beat back here.
Are you going somewhere? Like, are you rushing out?
I just want to do makeup for fun. You know,
why now?
Good, you look good.
But why now?
Just because, for fun. Okay.
Do you guys want to do makeup later for fun?
Sure.
Are you guys busy? You want to do some makeup later?
If that's what you want to do, I'll do your makeup.
Oh, boy. All right, I'll be really watching the Anne Hathaway movie tonight. Tati's bringing me a cookie. Sisney, what are your plans?
I am getting ready. The kids have a lot going on tomorrow. The girls are taking pictures for their recital and their costumes.
Oh, boy.
And then Maxon has a piano recital. And gosh, then we're going to celebrate all their birthdays with family. So it's just a lot.
Again, you've got the bed and breakfast that you're running.
Door's always open, guys.
Oh, all right. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here Monday, 18:40 this weekend. I'll see you on Idol on Sunday. Sisney's got you till 11. It's Kiss FM.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again Monday.